welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars, and I'm going to talk about kava kava, which is a really interesting herb. Piper methysticum is the Latin name, and it's in the Piperaceae family. The genus name Piper derives from the Greek for pepper plant, and the species name methysticum is from Latin and thought to be intoxicating. The common name kava is Tongan for bitter. So the part of kava kava that is used are the roots and the upper rhizome. And we know that it calms the heart and respiration. It relaxes muscles without blocking nerve signals. It calms physical tension without numbing the mental process. And it's a spinal rather than a cerebral depressant. Users who take kava kava either in a tea or a tincture or in capsules find that it promotes increased sound sensitivity, more fluent speech, and feelings of euphoria. Part of its mood-elevating ability might be due to its activation of L-dopamine. Kava kava is said to increase tolerance of pain. We know that the Aborigines often took kava kava before being tattooed, and women in labor would drink kava kava as a calmative and to facilitate childbirth. Kava kava has been used in the treatment of anger, anxiety, asthma, attention deficit disorder, bronchitis, fibromyalgia, menstrual cramps, stress, withdrawal from addictive drugs, and hot flashes, and hyperactivity. We know that it's really high in flavonoids and contains sesquiterpene lactones that have a very relaxing effect. In the South Pacific, kava is used ceremoniously to celebrate marriages, births, deaths, and other types of beginnings and endings. It's often used to honor a guest and to enhance communication, such as in settling a dispute, counseling a couple, or in sealing a business agreement. When Captain James Cook landed on Tahiti in 1768 on the Endeavor, it was kava kava that the Tahitian natives offered him as a welcoming act. We think the kava has been cultivated for at least 3,000 years in the South Pacific. European missionaries began to see the effect that it had on its consumers and didn't want any competition with the religion that they were bringing, so they ripped thousands of kava kava plants from the ground, and where this occurred, rates of alcoholism increased. So kava kava helps to warm the emotions, and small amounts can promote pleasant euphoric sensation. Taking it before bed can help you to sleep and even remember your dreams. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.